Good morning, Pineview High School. Welcome to the NAU Jazz Madrigal Festival. My name is Sarah Kazarik, and I will be your clinician this morning. What a beautiful and large ensemble you guys have. I can't wait to hear you. You guys are doing a great job kind of combing through this sound check. The one thing that I would say is just be aware that this is the one opportunity for your sound guy to get to know your voices. You want to check in the range and the volume that you're going to be performing in, right? So you have a lot of just kind of conversational mic, but if you're an alto, get in that range and get in that volume, right? So a lot of times you guys might be saying mic 1, 2, 3, mic 1, 2, 3, but then you sing mic 1, right? So just be cautious of that.
Mic 16, check 1, 2, 3, mic 16.
Mic 17, check 1, 2, 3, mic 17. Mic 18, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, mic 18. 19, check 2, 3, mic 19, check 2, 3.
Mic 20, 1, 2, 3, mic 20, 1, 2, 3. Mic 21, check.
The other rule that I kind of stand by is holding that microphone about two finger lengths away. We have some people kind of pressing it right up against the lips, so it sacrifices the tone a little bit. It gets a little bit muffled. But otherwise, you guys have great mic technique. Can't wait to hear you. Lovely. I would just be cautious, guys, of over-singing the sopranos. We have a lot of those internal parts at the moment. We're losing some of that melody line. So it's meant to sort of be like right hand in the piano, right? And then the left hand is the men. So we always want to sing in service of that melody line. I think we can lay back that line just a little bit. So we're pushing that just a little bit, which makes it sound and feel a little bit more frantic than we want it to. You have a really lovely, youthful soprano sound, which is great because you guys are young. I think if you guys wanted a more sophisticated sound, I would just be cautious of not letting the corners of those mouths coming back, right? Da 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 da. It's kind of what we have. Da 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 da. It's kind of what we're looking for, which is less corners. So this is a section that I think can be significantly quieter, just to add some big picture dynamic shifts, right? Or maybe it happens here, but I think everything's kind of plodding along at like a mezzo forte, right? And I would love to hear some pianissimos and some fortes, just to add some movement to the song. And this is probably a section that should feel significantly louder. More connectivity in the chords here, sopranos. At the moment it sounds a little breathy, right? We'll talk a little bit about tone when I get up there, but so that's just just the approach to the groove, right? Because of keeping the tempo pretty well, I would just be cautious of approaching the groove with a little bit more weight. Really nice, though. Really, really nice.
Okay, that first tune was Since You've Been Gone. It's from the Real Group, music by Anders Indenroth and Emma Nilsdotter. We're going to stay in the same place. We're going to stay with the Real Group for a minute. And we're going to sing next All Creatures of Our God
and King. Mr. Reimer, you are clearly a sensational director, and you've done a lot of hard work with these young people. I think it might be fun for them to practice some of their banter. Not a bad idea to have one of them introduce the repertoire. It kind of keeps them involved in who the composers are and who the arrangers are and some of the history of this music. It's my group in USC. I don't even tell them who's introducing what song. I just point and someone steps forward, and so all of them are aware of what these bitches are. Or sorry, what the arrangers are. Tuning was really lovely. It is really lovely. I think our entrances are tough on a do if we're not breathing in and anticipating those pitches, right? Right, we kind of got there. We have a couple airplane landings. So really what it comes down to is hearing that pitch before you sing it, figuring out that placement before you go, and doing the work to get there before you get there, right? One of those moments where there isn't necessarily a melody, right? Everyone's kind of singing these layered parts. You guys are doing a great job layering them. Be careful, basses, when you just drop down. So much more weight to that. They back off of the mic a little bit, so you can hear so much of that low.
Thank you.
stuff that could happen here, going from the Alleluia, right? Going from Uda Ya, automatically has a diphthong dynamic built into it. But then moving from Alleluia, right? A little push there. Some micro dynamic opportunities. Nice work.
University, the guys, Devin and Kelly, you know what they, and the guys, thank you very much for coming and accompanying us on this tune, Call Me. We have a scat in the middle of that, that'll be Addie Mickelson.
Nice job with that intro, guys. I think intros can be really fun because there's so much that can happen with them. You could have it kind of as like a fairly straight, even dynamic, like you're just saying it, but we can even think about those little modulations, ba-ba-da-ba, but micro dynamics as well. We'll do a little bit more shaping in the top. So desert you, hurt you, right? Chew is going to sound a lot more youthful, right? Hurt you, hurt you. I also think there's some microdynamics here that we want to catch to, going back and forth between these massive chords and some of these new songs. That split, I would say maybe work that.
Oh, if you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Don't be afraid you can't call me. Maybe it's safe, but just call me. Tell me.
I'll be at your side.
nice work behind you. Congrats on a great set. I'll see you in a second.